من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر إلى الذين أوتوا نصيبا من الكتاب يدعون إلى كتاب الله ليحكم بينهم ثم يتولى فريق منهم وهم مؤرضون. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained the truthfulness of Islam and all the aqidah, the beliefs of Islam, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, akhirat, etc., all the truthfulness of Islam, and that the Christians and Jews, Allah Ta'ala had invited them, the Christians of Najran, who came to debate with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, explained to them and made it very clear and manifest and gave all the proofs that Islam is the true and correct religion and the only religion accepted by Allah Ta'ala. But in spite of that, these people did not believe. Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam made all his efforts to explain to them. On one occasion, when these ayats were revealed by Allah Ta'ala, which we have recited now, Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam went to a madrasa, a Darul Uloom of the Jews, Baitul Madaris. He went there and he invited them towards Islam and that they should follow on the teachings of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Millat Ibrahim, the path of Ibrahim alayhi salam. They say, but Ibrahim alayhi salam was a Jew. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, where is that? He said, in the Torah it is written. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was there in the madrasa, in the Darul Uloom, and he told them, bring your Torah and show me where it's written. Because it's never written there, but Ibrahim was on the path of Allah, he was a Muslim. He submitted to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So on that these ayat were revealed. And Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. کیا نہ دیکھا تُو نے ان لوگوں کو جن کو ملا کچھ ایک حصہ کتاب کا. Have you not seen those people, that is the Jewish people, who were given a share of the kitab, that is the Torah, great knowledge of Allah was bestowed to them, like in the Injil, and of course fully in the Quran Sharif, that they have this full knowledge and they were given this good share of understanding the truthfulness of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, with all his sifat, his qualities, his characteristics, was fully described in the Torah also and in the Injil also. That when this Nabi comes and you can see all this truth, the complete description in your own kitab, then follow him. And there were many of the Jewish rabbis who accepted Islam. Many of the Christian priests also who accepted Islam. But by and large, the Jews and Christians did not accept. So Allah said, after having that kitab, and in their own kitab, the Torah and Injil, it was told to them that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will come, and all his characteristics, by which you can recognize him, you will see it for yourself, then believe. But they did not accept. And that was, as it came in the previous ayat, بَغْيَمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِهُمْ. That is, they were stubborn and their pride did not allow them to accept. Otherwise, in their heart of hearts, they not only knew, but they admitted also that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the true Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. From that we should also learn a lesson. Many things we know what is the truth, but because of our pride we don't want to accept it. Whether it's a simple argument at home between husband and wife, either one of them knows what is right, but because of pride we don't want to accept what the other party is saying. Or whether it is amongst friends in the community, this happens all the time. Our pride and our stubbornness, though we know what is right, we don't want to accept it. So we should take these lessons from here. Then Allah Ta'ala further says that this utu nasiba min al kitab yud'auna ila kitabillah, They were given a fair share of the Kitab, the Torah and the Injil, the Old Testament and the New Testament. And that Kitab of theirs, their own Kitab, calls towards the Book of Allah, calls towards the Quran Sharif. In there they are told, when finally, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will appear, and these are his descriptions, and these are his characteristics, then you people must believe in him. It was clearly written in their kitabs. And all that was liyahkuma bainahum, taki wo kitab unme hukam kare. So that kitab makes all decisions between people. One of the major purposes of all the kitabs, heavenly books which Allah has sent, that when people have arguments amongst them, when they have disputes, etc., how to settle those disputes. What is the law of Allah Ta'ala? As we understand, every country has got their laws, but they are man-made laws. And by that, they try their best to achieve justice amongst the people. But man-made laws will always fail. So, but in any way, to understand that, there are laws by which then people are governed and justice remains. And there is a balance amongst people. The real is the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And by that, justice must be maintained. So that was in all the kitabs, in the Torah, the Injil, the Quran Sharif, all the kitabs. And here, particularly, the law that is referred to is of rajam, that is of punishment. That when a person commits adultery, what is the punishment? When a person steals, what is the punishment? When one oppresses another person, takes somebody else's life, injures him, then what is the punishment? So that was there, liyahkuma bainahum. And in their kitab, in the Torah also, it was written clearly. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told them about this, summa yatawalla fariqum minhum. Fir muh pherte hai baazi unme se. Then those who don't accept, they turn their faces. In their pride and stubbornness, they don't accept. And they know the facts are there. It's clear, but they don't accept. They turn their faces away and they don't accept even really their own kitabs. They claim they follow their kitabs, but their kitab is telling them to follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to become Muslims. So they don't follow their own kitabs also, whether it is the Torah or the Injil. And of all the people, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had the greatest hope that these, the Ahl Kitab, the people of the book, will bring Iman. Because they were informed before, they saw my all characteristics, my description, they have recognized it, so he was very hopeful that they will accept. More than the pagan Arabs, because they did not have any direction from before. But in the Torah and Injil, they were given clear direction. And they were people of the book. They were people of Allah Ta'ala. They should have accepted readily, but unfortunately they rejected openly. And they did not accept. From here, all we have to learn a lesson that our Islam, we must also accept it wholeheartedly. When we have been chosen to be Muslims, and we have been given the Quran and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we got no reason to reject it. And we should accept it also wholeheartedly. But unfortunately, we are also following in the footsteps of the Jews and the Christians, that we outwardly, just as they outwardly, they said, we are Jews, we are Christians, and we follow the Torah and Injil. But in reality, they were not following. It mustn't happen, we have fallen in the same trap also. That we're just taking the name of the Quran, that we follow the Quran. For example, Quran teaches us to have hijab, parda. How many of us observe parda? Quran and hadith teaches us photography is haram. How many of us stay away from it? Quran and hadith teach us interest is totally haram. Whether it is in the name of Islamic banking or anything, how many of us are involved in that? We thinking we are following Islam, and Islam and hadith teaches us to make our five times namaz. How many of us are regular with five times namaz?
many basic things of our deen. How many of us are not following, but we are making ourselves happy that I'm a Muslim and I'm following deen. We must see, so Allah Ta'ala wants about the conditions of the Jews and Christians so that we can take a lesson. وَهُمْ مُحْرِدُونَ تَغَافُلْ كَرْكَ. And that is that they turn their faces away from the truth. We also are so involved in our dunya and worried about our dunya, our personal affairs, that our deeni matters, we don't pay attention to it. We just turn away, we turn our faces away from it. But whenever anything of deen is there, we don't give it that due importance. Dunya has overtaken, it has overtaken us. And we just follow things of dunya. And we give preference to things of dunya. Whereas deen should be the most important thing in our life. And that is what we should give preference. So we all should consider our own iman also. What is the level of our iman? At what stage of iman are we in? From the Jews and Christians, which Allah has explained here in the Quran Sharif, and as we have repeatedly mentioned, the Jews and Christians are not going to read the Quran Sharif. We are going to read the Quran Sharif. We are going to listen to this translation and make the translation. We must take a lesson. We mustn't fall, and Allah has been kind that He has shown us that how the Jews and Christians went astray. That, oh, you Muslims, don't you also go astray like that. We must bring full iman on Allah and His Rasul, the teachings of Quran and Hadith. And where we find ourselves weak, we should make tawbah and istighfar. Very possible. We greatly hope that Allah will put us on the right road. But if we want to choose and we want to change the deen and make it a modern deen and to suit us and just to make us happy that I'm following Islam, but it is no Islam whatsoever, then we are in a very dangerous condition. May Allah guide us all to righteousness. Let us take these great lessons and bring them in our lives.